他妈的他妈，上周结完，你跑到周结完了，不能找我。把命留在你，命去留给命留的，交给你。把主人找下，今天把这上面给下掉了。就是没有完了，活命留活活活下掉的。活活活人啊，啥要活弄一下要，今天的今天从命留弄一下要了的。这今年活人呢，大学里去留进那留进点啥子没？活人呢？对于他这个病毒，他这个对确实对小病人，他这个没得么多负面的竞争，面对的整个东西是不行。
So, they said by Master Shantideva that by relying on this. Shape or boat of human body, we should put effort in relieving ourselves out of this the great ocean of suffering. And so do not waste this life, and he calls on us by saying, ignorant ones do not fall into this slumber of ignorance and waste this life. So it is that this human existence that we have found now is considered very precious, valuable, in order for us to lead ourselves out of this ocean of samsara. And so it is like in case we want to get to the other shore or sail on a voyage in the ocean, we need a ship, and therefore without which we cannot sail across the ocean. Therefore this human existence that we have found now is said to be extremely valuable to take us across this ocean of suffering. It is said that in order for us to be able to do Dharma practice, it is indispensable, this human existence, human life is indispensable for us to take us across this ocean of suffering. And so, of course, the human existence itself is still a samsaric existence, but it is considered that out of so many different types of life forms in samsara, the human life that we have now is considered to be the best certain of an existence to take us out of samsara.
But it is many 무슨일이라도다다제가인간이하는거래비행누구배또누구가라는모습해야되지나도뭐지금와서봐너봐봐다믿어왔지너봐봐배가되기너만나도배지다이랬지체지금노린다는거아니지않냐체지뭐지생긴거고체지뭐지생기도아무도두고가라고너와서야너와서야너와서야너와서야너와서야너와서야너와서야너와서야체지체지기네누워서누워서누워서이게관없어지기때문에네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네네但是我们就不下去，我就不用就做了。因为他没去去澳洲，我就忘了说，喜欢的小菜菜就是肉骨头呢。他就一直在你在那边也在命运在忙碌，命到多少钱也可以呢，农民他命运在我也没去。但你也进来，你去他吧，他就去我忙去。他可以弄，可以活着就是他能够做的。 나지 몸에 나가는 님들도 당에서 오더에 그 좀 휴차들 되자 이런 게 나한테 뭐 사실 사요가 이만하고 뭐 처음 와
So this human life, this existence, is regarded very highly, like what is known as the wish fulfilling gems. Of course, even if we may have wish fulfilling gems, or we have the wealth and jewelry and so forth in our life, what they can at the most do is fulfill things for this life. And beyond this life, these the wealth and diamonds and especially the wish fulfilling gem cannot help us beyond this life. And therefore, this particular human life is said to be extremely precious. Not only that we can accomplish the purposes, the goals of this life, which even the animals are able to fulfill in terms of finding food and shelter and so forth for this life, the animals can do that. But unlike the animal life, existence, this particular human existence that we have is able to help us in this life. And not only that, even after death, can lead us to the ultimate goal of nirvana, liberation. Which in other forms of life, such as animals and so forth, it's not possible, especially animal life, the existence of the animals, where you cannot achieve that kind of goal, but with human life, we can achieve that goal of liberation, and especially we can work for the benefit of all sentient beings who are limitless, not the expanse of the space. And therefore, we must be able to recognize this potential that we have as
humans.
대니기 루즈의 대니 이제 사바세이 오로 대기 나는 시험을 대니 다 교류의 원과 세지긴 마치 세지긴 너와다 너와 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 무다는 거지 다 한 번 보고 그래서 온거 다지 몸을 주기 먹어 소도 하지 다나 안하는 소기 너와 누구 아래 너와 등에 너와 등에 너와 믿어 세다해 너가 미기 소재에 너가 소재 가지지 않나? 너 누구와? 너 누구와? 너 누구와? 너 되면 여기 누구와? 너가 세기 살지 이와? 너는 이제 너의 교 여고 공부 시켰지 너가 위에 위따가 시켜 싸워서 가서 공부 시켰지 너가 위에 유 싸워서 가라 이만 공부 시켰지 너가 누나 너의 교 공부 시켰지 너가 만들어 너의 교 쓰는 맛이 나서 너 공부 배워야지 那是一个，可能不是中国的，外面的出家人，我说的肯定也是，出家人也出家，没人也那个，说他们应该应该也那个，好的多中国，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出家人也多中国的，出 저기 저 가정이 결정이 누구가 말로 저 가민이 그 뭐가 되게 내가 뭐가 되는데 영화야 말로 그거 내리는데 꼭 강에 누구 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 세계 봐
그 노라인잖아. 내게 들어마셔. 뭔지 들어마셔 매지. 아 뭔지 뭔지 인마 선고. 오늘 들어와 뒤로 가래. 누구 신경 안 해? 누가 누구의 눈이 뻥 신경 안 해? 너 두개 두개냐? 내 교 쳐들이지 마. 방고. 너 누가 너가 만들어 너가 이게 민규가 쳐들이 누구가 쓰고? 이 여자 중에. 너와 두개 뒤 누가 한개 누가 다섯 명. 누가 누구의 누가이 너무 급성. 너가 두개 내교를 쳐서야 돼. 나 동안에 방이 쳐야고 영원. 방어도 나는 영원 개원이라는 거. 쳐지라고 영원 맞는데. 이제 내가
So this human existence is very precious, and since that is the case, we must not make any mistake in choosing what is good for us, and to avoid those things which are not good. And what we must try to do instead of thrive in the practices which lead us to which will lead us to the liberation, and not just lost in ourselves and get lost ourselves in the pleasures of this life only, trying to overcome the problems of this life only, and try to achieve something good in this life only. We must make the right choice. Of course, all of us, sentient beings as well as other animals, and everyone, whether you are within the human beings, whether you are believers in religion or not, we all want happiness, and we don't want suffering. But what we are lacking is that of the understanding of what leads to happiness and what leads to the suffering. And so we are ignorant about the causes of suffering and happiness. Although we may claim ourselves to be believers of certain religion, still we are more or less lost in the pleasures of this world, and we are still ignorant about the right causes which will bring us happiness, and we cause ourselves more problems because of our ignorance. We are not able to achieve the goal that we want to achieve, and therefore because of our ignorance, whether we are believers or non-believers, I mean, we create causes which bring us more suffering, and kills the purpose of happiness. And so, of course, people who claim to follow certain religious tradition do their best in terms of in trying to achieve certain happiness, but still we do not know the complete cause that will bring us to happiness. And then those who are non-believers, also what they do is they think that they have all these misconceptions about the religious faith, and therefore they lack the understanding of the causes that will bring them happiness. And instead of trying to cultivate the causes for happiness, they are in fact giving up those causes, and which in turn brings them on suffering. And so Shantideva, in fact, has very clearly said in his Guide to the Bodhisattva Way of Life that although we want happiness, but because of our ignorance, we destroy the... for those who are ignorant, destroy their own happiness, which they in fact aspire to achieve. And then, although we want to give up and avoid suffering, overcome suffering, we run after suffering rather helplessly. And so, what we need to do is to understand, to acknowledge this condition that we are in, that we avoid the causes which will bring us happiness, and because of our ignorance, we are not able to create the causes for our happiness, but we are more or less caught up in the pleasures of this life only, in samsaric way of life. And therefore, what we need to do is to try our best to gain control over ourselves, so that we don't become helpless in terms of suffering and suffering helplessly. And therefore, what we need to understand is that the causes which will bring us happiness. And then, accordingly, once you understand them and apply those, then the teaching, create the causes for happiness, and then also understand what brings us happiness and suffering, and try to avoid those causes which bring us suffering.
그러니까
那你是那么想的，就那么想的，就是那样的。就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲，就是讲
By understanding what the causes are for happiness and also the causes for suffering, we must engage ourselves in the practices which overcome suffering and achieve the goal of happiness. And so for that, of course, when it comes to trying to achieve the goal of happiness and avoiding those of suffering, the activities of this life only will not be able to fulfill the goal of happiness and avoiding suffering by engaging ourselves in the various activities of this life. Therefore, what we need is look for a true means to achieve the goal of happiness and avoid and overcome suffering. And that true means is that of the Dharma or the religious traditions. Of course, we have so many religious traditions that go in this world, and all of which there is some teachings to the effect of achieving happiness and avoiding suffering. But out of these different religious traditions in the world, what Buddhism teaches is that in order to avoid suffering and achieve the happiness of happiness, what Buddhism teaches is the practices of the three beings of the three schools. And so with regard to this teaching, first of all, the teacher, the Buddha Shakyamuni himself, who lived more than 2,500 years ago, he taught so many different teachings. It's in fact said that he gave 84,000 different sets of teachings, and which in other words means that he gave a vast number of teachings which are limitless. But then what we have today and left of his teachings, and all his teachings are those of in the Tibetan tradition. We have over 100 volumes of Ganjur, which contain the teachings of the Buddha, the Buddha himself, translated into Tibetan. And then there are those of over 200 volumes of commentary treatises written by Indian masters, also translated from some India. Indian languages, and which are called Stanjur. And so, out of so many different teachings of the Buddha and his followers, what we have left today from the Tibetan tradition are these over more than 300 volumes of text. Not opposed to have to read on everything and each and every one of them and explain each and every one of them in detail needs lots of time, and we don't have that much time. And of course, it is very important, and all the teachings contained in these more than 300 volumes are very important to understand for us. But then all these teachings and all the teachings contained in these 300 plus volumes are summarized into the practices of what are known as the practices of the stages of the path of the three types of beings.
Also, I 산도 바지 하고 이게 야이 사고 좀 이제 야이 다 보냈을 때 기분이 이게 난다 두지 누구도 차대네 그치 좀 보내 편이 또 이제 보내 편이 남는 자기 남는 자리 그 남는 사람도 쉬고 숨이라 이게 남자 여성에게 나가 쉬고 숨이라 이게 좋지 뭐 서비스는 뭐 송아 지난 서예 송도 쉬고 숨은 좋아 되게 됐다 서비스는 그러고
So, having said that, all the teachings of the Buddha can be summarized into the practices of the three types of beings. In terms of this the system called the stages of the path tradition, who started it historically is that of Master Atisha Dipankara Shijana, who, as you may all know, composed the text for the lamp for the path of enlightenment. And he was, as you would know, a great scholar of India. He was in fact regarded at that time the crowning jewel of the learned ones of India. And so Master Atisha came to Tibet and then composed this particular text, bringing all the practices, all the teachings of the Buddha into these the practices of the three types of beings. Of course, in a graded order, with regard to this teaching, this tradition, where the teachings are said to come down to the practices of these three types of beings, it was already there, but what Adisha primarily did was made it very clear, set it down in record very clearly what these three stages of the path to enlightenment for the three types of beings are clearly in the text, and therefore this particular text is even the title of the text says Bodhipada Pradipa, which is that the lamp for the path to enlightenment. So Master Atisha was not only a great scholar, he was also a great accomplished master, and spiritually accomplished master. In fact, someone who at that time was incomparable scholar adept in India, and while he was living in India, he contributed greatly to the spread of the Dharma. And then, around maybe when he was in his 50s, then what happened was Atisha was invited to Tibet, and accordingly he accepted the invitation and went to Tibet. And there also he benefited the Dharma greatly and helped the people of Tibet and spread it. And he left a great legacy in Tibet as well in spreading the Dharma. And out of all his different legacies, this particular text called The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment is the greatest contribution that he made. So in terms of the place of birth of Master Adisha, this nowadays recognized that he was born in Bangladesh, and he was in fact born into a royal family. King of Sahur. It's in fact said that in terms of the rich, richness and the power of his kingdom, the power of his father at that time was equal to that of the king of China at the time. Although Adisha was born into this royal family with so much wealth and power, what happened was rather than taking on rather than ruling his kingdom, he gave it up and renounced it and became a monk. And then he developed this sense of renunciation, or the essencelessness of the samsara, the worldly way of life, and instead of following the trade of his family, he became monk and then studied Dharma and perform great activities for the Dharma. So it is in fact said that when Adisha was only a year and a half, only 18 months old, he was taken around the kingdom, and at that time he asked to his people, the king or the people who were taking him around, about the people in this in the kingdom, the streets and so forth, And then the reply he got was that these were his own subjects. And then because he saw the terrible condition of these people, what happened was he made this prayer for these his own subjects, saying that may they also enjoy the same kind of wealth, may they also have the same kind of conditions for living like myself. May they have the same kind of parents and also the living conditions like me. And so, and also it is said that at that time he was said to have many recited a lot of prayers talk about bodhicitta. And so these show that Master Atisha was not an ordinary person, but he had he was someone who was very familiar with Buddhism, with the bodhicitta, and for many lifetimes in the past. So although that was the case that Master Atisha was already familiar with Bodhicitta and that, but nevertheless what happened was after renouncing his kingdom, he went to the monastery of Nalanda, and then he pursued his studies there. And then even after completing all his studies, through which he learned about bodhicitta and this and the cultivation of Buddha and all this, but still he wasn't at all satisfied with that. And therefore what he did was that he went on in search of the quintessential instructions from masters as to how to cultivate the bodhicitta. And for that reason, it is said that he went to the Indonesia, where where he met his guru, who was known as the Sedlingpa, the master of, from the land of gold. After meeting Sedlingpa, he said that Atisha spent 12 years under his guidance and received all the instructions for cultivating bodhicitta. And so, in those days, of course, sailing from India to Indonesia, and wasn't at all like these days. And these days we have airplanes and big ships that carry people across the ocean. In those days there didn't used to be these kind of big ships. There were boats that people used to sail across the ocean. And so he went through a great hardship in order to even reach that land. Then after staying with his master, Serlingpa, in the end, Adisha returned to India. And then before leaving for India, his master, Serlingpa, made this prophecy to Adisha that in the future, you will go to Tibet to promote Buddhism there and to also serve sentient beings there. So, with regards to Master Adisha, it was known that his main personal meditational deity was that of the Aryapara. And because of that, Master Adisha consulted Para to tell him which one would be better for him in terms of making a contribution to the Dharma and sentient beings, and whether it's better for him, whether he would be able to help the Dharma better in Tibet or by going to Tibet or by remaining in India. And so the reply that he got from Aryapara was that although he would be able to make a contribution in by living in India, but it would be he would be able to do much better in terms of helping the Dharma and sentient beings if he went to Tibet. At the same time, Aryapara said that if you remained in India, you would live longer, but if you went to Tibet, your lifespan would be shorter. But then you will be able to help the Dharma and things more by going to Tibet. And so, accordingly, Master Adisha decided to go to Tibet. He said he didn't mind living a shorter life by going to Tibet, so long as he was able to help sentient beings spread the Dharma better there. And so, accordingly, from this story, what happened was Adisha, although if he lived in India, he would have lived into his 90, because he would have lived until the age of 90 or more. But then, by going to Tibet, he lived only 70 something years. So, in fact, it was prophesied by Aryapara that his lifespan would be shorter by 20 years if he went to Tibet. Nevertheless, he didn't mind that and went to Tibet. And then, in terms of spreading the Dharma in Tibet, he began with this particular text, the Lamp of Path of Enlightenment.
Well, from our opinion, if we talk about Beijing, I think, to make
去学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习学习 대리 오면 되니 때문에 거기 면전에 버리던 시기 많이 떨어져요. 근데 차고 안 나가요. 바로 보라 그게 많이 공화를 많이 떨어지는 시기 주제로 소다요. 제 수용 정육소 팁 원 내용 정육소 와서 공부와 정육소 와서 팁 我过得不行了，去说嘛，过了培养第一杯，咱们有些人到其他都有了，其他我的我就起来要嘛的，去了再不要嘛，去咱们就喊你们都起来要，就过几了去说嘛，就是咱们就是说不行咱们就说嘛，我觉得我这边我是，咱们该做的啥子啊，明明天我们咱们肯定我是，就几了去我不行了，到底咋的？去一天我心里嘛的，你。주지의 신이 말해 유노유어마이랑 용도요하는 꼴지대가 미치송당한 소리에 내내 근데 계란 또 계란이 풍년을 지시하기 계란이 두개 깔고 냄을 가리냐고 이거가 나갔다는 걸 적어놨어 중년이 나는 소리야 뭐 고마상도 없어요 고마상도 없어요 어떻게 해요
And so, and first of all, with regard to Master Abhisha, how he came to Tibet, it was during the time of Tibetan king or at the time, Changchukvu, which you will, this name you will read in the text itself. Where it refers to the good disciple, my good disciple, Changchukvu. This particular teaching, the lamp of lamp to enlightenment, was written by Master Abhisha at the request of Changchukvu himself. And so, although his uncle, Yeshivu, had wanted to invite Master Abhisha, he wasn't able to. Personally do that because in the process of finding gold in order to be able to invite Abhisha, Yeshivu was caught by this certain king named Karlok King. And so then he was imprisoned and he died in the prison, and therefore Yeshivu personally wasn't meet with Master Abhisha, but he left his words with Changchukvu, and then in the end Changchukvu was able to invite Master Abhisha to Tibet, and then he met Master Abhisha in the northwestern part of Tibet, Ngari. It was there where he requested Master Abhisha to give a teaching which would benefit the people of whole of Tibet. And he said, in fact, that he didn't want Master Abhisha to give these profound, the so-called profound and extensive teachings referring to the sacred Mantrayana teachings, but he asked Master Abhisha especially for a teaching which would be helpful and beneficial to the people of Tibet as a whole. And he said that we, the Tibetans, lack dharma, we don't understand. We are ignorant about karma, and we are also lacking wealth and resources. And therefore, he said, please give us the teaching that you yourself personally practice. And therefore, Master Adisha was very pleased and then gave this teaching.
So the Narun, when he said it, Narun said in God of Nanda, Narun is not a call to minister to someone else. Narun is a call to minister to someone else. Narun is a call to say, see, God of Egypt, Narun is God of Nanda. We can call it this, somebody is from Makoya. So, if you want to, then, Pabu, if you want to get on the board, then you can get on the board, then you can get on the I'm going to get on the board. Losum Sansa, Losum Tarnum, the Tarnum, the Timber Moru, the Junior, yeah? Could you come to a Jewish Gorgi? What is the Rosum Sound? Rosum Sound is what a pair of Marcus to your Maro? Is it? You do it, 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 Losum sound of the orders. My father, you only to use it. The little bit of the moves. Pardon, I will lose. Indeed, Nani, you could not the punishment to be charged to you. You did from the theater, charged. Yard Mamma Bola, better than that of your money. Yard presented out of the summer, you might. Don't you, your money? What is the other thing? 你叫什么上用的什么跟你看的是错的你的道理你都能做清晰的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理你的道理 캐버시를 나이 그들이 용어들이 뒤진 불가침을들이 계신 추대들이 사람 너무 많고 그거 로시 뭐라 겨울 보기 이제 아니면 오부터 보지 마시면 이잖아 수로 계신 뭐고 문을 시작을 했어 이 사람을 통해 시작 좀 하자 너도 보라 보라 판도 한번 겨울에 가서 판도 되자 나 그리고 내내 얘는 교수도 없이 조금 됐어요 나와야 되는 때는 아예 뒤에 있는 본의 유령을 주셔야 나와야 되겠고
It is said that after writing this text, the lamp for the path of enlightenment, Master Disha had sent this to India, a copy in Sanskrit to India, and for the great scholars of India to check whether it was okay for Master Disha to have written this text or not. In fact, in the beginning, when the Tibetan request from Tibetans came to India for Master Disha to come to Tibet, the great scholars and the learned ones of India didn't allow and didn't give him any permission to leave India. They said if they said that India, you know, was the land of the harm where the Buddhism started, and therefore it's the origin of the Dharma. And if Master Adisha left India, they felt that the Dharma would decline in India as well. And so because of that fear, they didn't allow Master Adisha to leave India for some time. The permission was not given. But finally, the Indian masters also gave their permission, and Master Adisha went to Tibet. And then he was allowed to go to Tibet for 3 years, and then after which he must return to India. And so during that time in India, and in Tibet, Master Adisha wrote this particular text, and then sent a copy to India, and for the panditas of India to scrutinize the authenticity of the teaching that he has that contained in the text. And so it used to be the custom in India in those old days that if someone wanted to write a text, it must be first of all given to scholars to examine whether it is something authoritative or not. And if the scholars found that it's not authoritative, then they destroyed the text, and then the person was not allowed to publish it. But if they found it authentic, then they accepted, and then the text was published. And so although Master Adisha didn't need to others to authenticate his writings, still, as it was the tradition in India in those days, and he sent a copy to India, and then the response that he received from the scholars of India was that the text was in fact excellent, and they said that this particular text was written by Master Adisha because he was in Tibet, where people were very deep understanding of the Dharma, and therefore he wrote such a short text, this concise text, which in fact summarized all the essential points of the practice of Dharma. And they said that if Master Adisha were in India, then he wouldn't have never written such a short and concise text, because the people, the scholars in India were all very learned and highly learned and didn't need such a short text as such. Nevertheless, they said this text has not only proved beneficial in Tibet, but even in India, it was proving very beneficial for everybody. And so, because of that, this particular text, it is said that even after finishing his tenure of 3 years in Tibet, the Indian panditas allowed Master Adisha to continue to stay in Tibet. So now we'll start the teaching on this text.
Yungi bhasa dhatsaba chang tsiva. Chubu zhava di yunde yunde yunga loba chanwa. Sangye chun sangye saya di chaywa. Chang chubu tsa sangye chubu di chang tsiva di yungi bhasa dhatsaba chang. Yine wangzu ki yunde yunga loba di tu chubu yunga loba chanwa. Yunga loba chanwa.
本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本当、本
저희는 무엇을 탐을 때
So, first of all, the title of the text in Tibetan is Changchub Langki Dhamma. Now, which is simply translated into English as enlightenment. The lamp of path enlightenment, where Changchub is translated as enlightenment. First of all, the title itself shows the content of the text. Changchub means, the word Changchub is made up of these two words, Chang and Chub. Chang refers to purify all the two different kinds of what are known as obscurations to enlightenment, and together with every all the imprint that are left and go by them. And so Chang refers to purification of the two obscurations, and then Chub means to have this complete knowledge of to have complete knowledge of realization and that of what is known as the purification or having overcome all the negativities and realized all the path insights and so forth. And so these two words, in fact, Changchub refers to Buddhahood. And so, and then the rest of the title is Langki Dhamma, and Lam means the path, and Dhamma means that of a lamp. And so what this means is that this particular text is teaching on a text which makes or shows the path to enlightenment or path to Buddhahood very clearly. And so because of that, it is known as the path, the lamp for the path to enlightenment.
환경하고도 뭐지라고 파티 보면 이찬데에다 이제 생 찬데 얘가는 어느 양보와 어디 어디 보다는 이제 되잖아 얘가는 찬데 되는 남는 찬데 맞지 범지 보러 파티 뭐지 보다 뭐지 파티 봄 뭐지 장수래 뭐지 와라티 아니 이제 뭐지 장수래
我咋在外面呢？我就不记得了。你把这方面讲出来，我这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子，这样子
야이 그걸 들으려고 노다가 귀사. 무슨 당연한 거 아니에요.
The title of this text in Sanskrit, in the language of India, this text is called Bodhipatapragipam, And in the language of Tibet, it is called Jangjub Langi Dharma. And so, Bodhi in Sanskrit is translated in Tibetan as Jangjub, which is in English enlightenment, and then Bartha means lam or path in English, and then Deepam, Brad Deepam refers to the names of the Dharma or land. Next, in the translation, as you read in the translation, homage to the Bodhisattva Yudhi Yudhishthira. So this particular homage is made by the translator, and so because this text was written originally in Sanskrit, the Tibetan translators usually have certain homage to certain deities, and so the homage to Yudhishthira is by the translator. Then the text begins with the first verse. It says, I pay homage with great respect to all the victorious ones of the three times. So the victorious ones are those of the Buddhas, and three times it refers to the past, present and future. And then it continues with these lines, to dear teaching, and to those who aspire to virtue, in other words, the Dharma and the Sangha. So these two, three lines, refer to, these three lines are known as Chögyu in Tibetan, which is the expression of worship. So this is the worship or the homage is made to the Buddha, the Dharma and the Sangha. And then next comes the promise to compose this text, which says, urged by the good disciple Changchufu, I shall illuminate or light the lamp for the path to enlightenment. And so why Changchufu, the Tibetan master who requested this teaching, was referred here as good disciple is because shows how delighted Adisha was at his request for a teaching which he said would benefit the people of Tibet and in terms of how they should carry themselves about with Dharma practice sticking to the principles of the causality, the teachings on cause and effect, karma and all this. And then he also requested, and also because he requested Adisha that he didn't want to ask for some very high sounding secret Tantrayana teachings as others may do. In fact, the case with us, people these days, like us, you know, we always look for something high-sounding, tantric initiations and so forth. But in the case of the Cheongjuk, he didn't request such teachings, but he said that he asked Master Adisha to give a teaching which he himself, Master Adisha himself practiced, and which would set the example for the followers in terms of keeping to the teaching on the causality, and so because of that, he is referred here as the good disciple. So we have finished the time for teaching. Next, we'll start with the questions. So please ask.
I would like to ask Rinpoche what his thoughts are about the present situation in Tibet.
ご機嫌なら、何やったばって、中国大学へ、日本語、中国人、人類の何度も、これ、何やったば、やる、これ、パンと切れです。やるやったばしら、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切れ、パンと切
담아다지 나도 무슨 소리지? 잡고라 다 담아다지 기대. 나한테 이제 담아부. 나도 나 이거 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 하도 이제 봐라 봐. 아주 야라 봐지 상이 하나 되는 로이 제라 하면 돼요. 그래. 아주 이거 자 담으신 로. 다 담아부 담아 진도야지. 몰라. 달라 기타. 뭔가 다가 동거 진도에 이런 거 한번 동거. 지금 밖에 볼었네 바로 가나야지. 그것들 송송송대요. 나도 무슨 나줘야지. 볼까 봐 다이죠. 이제 찾아요. 다 단다 가야 용 이거 유명해지니. 제 거울에. 어서 어서 전에 상기를 담배 냈다지. 상기 생길 줄이 담바 냈다지. 또 이제 내 먹어. 또 소원이 남아요. 내가 또 해야 말해. 상기 좀 고랑이 냈어지. 상기 고랑 소리가 돼. 하나 좀 맞아 먹어 줘야 말해. 我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说我说 하나 둘씩 이렇게 시시제 쓰레기 이렇게 나가 이렇게 체크하고 싶어요. 지난 이제 내가 도와 말이야. 나다 여왕이 여기가 이거 사대. 보라 만나나나 사장님 이건 나도 보여 알바지.
네, 알겠습니다.
Sí, no sé por qué. Sí. First of all, you know, since the time of Master Disha, Buddhism really spread widely in Tibet. In fact, believes that after the passing with the Buddha, the Dharma didn't live very long in India and disappeared from India quite a long time ago. After a few couple of centuries, and then since the Dharma spread in Tibet, it's been now more than 1,000 years, 1,300 years and so forth. And then, especially since the time of Adisha, the teaching of Buddhism has spread in Tibet. Quite widely, and so because of Adisha's legacy, the Dharma still survives in Tibet. In fact, with regard to the time, the lifespan, if I may say, of the teaching of Buddha, it is said that the teaching of Buddha cannot live forever. Yeah. In fact, it is prophesied by the Buddha himself that the teaching will stay in the world for 5,000 years. And then, out of which, over half of that time span has already gone, and we still have 2,500 or so number of years for the Dharma to survive. But the primarily it is believed that it depends on the positive merit of sentient beings, as well as being the teachers of the Dharma to live long, and for that we need to create merit for ourselves. And so although at some point of time in the future, I mean, Buddhism may not live in Tibet any longer, may not be alive in Tibet, but it can still survive in other parts of the world.
我们说我们老师很难弄这个，想用什么东西的。有些原来给你谁谁就没得要嘛了嘛，不是原因的，你做个好点嘛，老对，但是原来让给你学习嘛，你好用了，你啥子好用的？
The situation inside Tibet is something very difficult for us to tell, which is saying, it would depend. On the people of China more than people of Tibet, you know? And because the number of the population of China and province is much greater than the Tibet, and so what in order for something to happen in Tibet, it changes and things like that. Unless there is something on the part of the Chinese people and population, it's very difficult for us to tell. Yeah.
또 여름 저번에 가나 누워 그 여름 저번에 누워 나서 누워 걔라도 이제 이소는 소름이 좋아지 그래서 이제 파트 누가 지구와 말이 그래서 이래저래는 하기 된대 소름 나서 누워 이제 가나 누워 최종 얘기 뭐지 지 통화자 내 말에 대해 사도 이거 그 이제 말도 연하면 알아도 그런 얘기가 무슨지 하고 이제 뭐 이 소름 와서 따서 있잖아 그냥 우리 말에 대해 가나 누워 이 떨어진 통화를 그때 좀 제가 하고 그것이 전에 떨어진 통화 연하기나 떨어진 통화 저 통화 수수한 거 이게 이게 통화 이제 잡아요
And so His Holiness the Dalai Lama also made his statement that his statement says that it depends on the people of Tibet and China, and people should avoid doing any kind of violence, engaging in any violence. That will not help anybody. And he requested people to go on a peaceful path and avoid any violence. In terms of the Dharma, whether it can remain and spread and so forth, it's not going to work if people engage in violent means. So it's important for everyone to engage in peaceful means so that the Dharma can spread. His Holiness even said that he was going to resign from the political leadership of Tibet if violence took to violence. Any more?
How important it is for a person to have a mind teacher, who is alive.
So, the generation is about to begin. And the social generation is the first generation of the generation. The generation is about to begin. The social generation is the first.대야 쉬어야 되니 개체를 가져 있나
그래도 전부 일하러 왔다니 주다 인기다 유신 삼을 보시던 주 인기 와다지 그러고 말았다 너무 생겨 보였지 가슴 잡아요 이렇게 좀 잡아요 나대니 유심한 분들 그 유심하고 성공으로 봐 사람들이 요구하네 늦어 뛰기 손을 나는 이로 근데 어 기둥기 손을 나가지고 기둥기 내 지내지 땅콩만이 면역이 나가지고 늦어 뛰기 기둥기 손을 기매는 거구나 하고 지나가잖아 손을 짓고 기둥기 손을 면은 하고 내 하고 그대지에 다 생각하고 참고 내 생기할 거 참고 하고 뛰고 있잖아 전쟁 두고 있어. 전쟁이 떠놓으라고 안 했어. 전쟁이 내게 좀 안 하는 거. 어차피, 기분도 하고, 바람 속이, 너밖에 안 되는 방법만. 어, 그게 전쟁이 있어. 떠나면은, 여자, 가고, 넌 가고, 지금.
Of course, it is important for us to have the spiritual masters live long. Not only in terms of the dharma, but even in terms of any kind of a teacher, spiritual teacher. It is important for the disciples to have a teacher alive. But for it depends on so many different factors as well. What we need is on the part of the students and collectively that of merit for the teachers to aid. If we don't have the merit and the good karma that we can, then it's very difficult for the teachers to live long. However, the great powers and you know the spiritual entertainment what they have, if the disciples and the sentient beings collectively do not have the merit for the teacher to live long, then they don't, will not live.
지도는
all the religions, not only Buddhism, but in all religions, there has been great changes, and there has been much decline in all the different spiritual faiths of the world. Christianity, whether it's Christianity or Judaism or Islam or any spiritual faith, there is great change going on in them. With regard to Buddhism, of course, it seems that it's spreading widely and so forth, and which is probably maybe because of the depth in the subject that Buddhism covers, and you know all the teachings. But much has changed in all these different faiths. So as far as His Holiness the Dalai Lama is concerned, he never believes that the different religious faiths can survive by people following those faiths, engaging in all kinds of violence and taking up violent means to protect your religion and so forth. What he truly, sincerely believes in is that of non-violence. He says that if the followers of these different faiths took the path of non-violence, peaceful means, then the different religions can follow and can survive in the world, and people can in fact think of retaining the old traditions. what he had said recently is that if people, Tibetans, took up violence as a means to resolve the Tibetan issue, then he will resign from the leadership of the Tibetan nation. What that basically means is that he never advocates the violence as a means for the survival of religion. And especially even those of war and battles and all kinds of conflict will never be able to achieve this goal of maintaining our religious traditions.
So, by the way, Java was in Yanagi, also with the Hibuji, the Dashi Jiwara, they are still to me in a way. How would you do a little too much?
No.
To the party. 在以外我们已经很通过了这样的人考不上的空球嘛没有那么好应该有嘛
Not to talk about religion, I mean, even in political terms, what the Chinese are trying to do is to use all kinds of environmental means to suppress people, and you know, to rule other people. And if they keep doing this kind of thing, it's very difficult for them also to achieve their goal of ruling other people.
My personal belief is that if the leaders of China truly advocate that of communism as the ideology and the means to rule their country, to run the country for administrative purposes and everything, then if they are able to really use the principles that are taught in communism well, then there may be some hope to retain their power and rule and all that, but that's not the case. They are not able to stick to the principles of communism correctly and properly, and therefore they have all these problems. If they are able to stick to the principles of communism truly, then perhaps they will be able to rule their country rather in a democratic manner. But that doesn't happen because they don't stick to the principles they profess as such. And therefore, His Holiness the Dalai Lama himself also says that he is not against communism as such. And why he's saying that is because there is a certain positive side to the communism, to this to the communism as well, and because of that, he is not totally against communism as such. But what happens these days is even in countries which claim to be democratic, this happens all the time, that the leaders are not able to stick to the principles well, and then you have all kinds of problems. And so this, similarly, it is the case with the Chinese leaders. There is so much talk about, you know, the practice of democracy and all that, while they stick to the communist ideologies, but they truly are not able to practice the principles of communism properly. And because of that, they have all kinds of problems. And I don't think they will be able to hold on to their power if they continue to do this.
Sajji, Pusishu, Shonen, Dota, Riva, Ninjin, and Gagan, Badia, Zangin, Jim, Midu, Piwagi, Dugan, Amla, Jin, Lajo, Karishu, Sina, Gurren, Amantha, Gandhi, Azariya.